The Bombers played their most complete game of the season Friday night and showed great improvement on both sides of the ball. Jonesboro wound up winning the game 35-7. Three things, though, really determined the outcome: penalties, turnovers, and big plays. Mountain Home shot themselves in the foot in the first quarter when they had four penalties for 50 yards. Three of the penalties were of the 15-yard variety that killed two drives. The Bombers lost three fumbles on the night, including one at the 2-yard line when they're driving for a score that would have made it 21-7, but instead, Jonesboro scored four plays later, and it was a 28-0 game at that point. Even though Mountain Home dominated the line of scrimmage against a much bigger team, Jonesboro's big play ability was the big difference. Quarterback Cross Jumper hooked up with Tate Lutz on a pair of long touchdowns, one going 86 yards, the other going 65 yards. Dontavius McDonald had a 35-yard scoring run, and Jumper had a 16-yard scoring jaunt. The Mountain Home put together a 16-play, 80-yard drive in the fourth quarter, which was capped off by a 6-yard touchdown run by Dawson Tabor. Mountain Home finished the night with 287 yards of total offense, while Jonesboro had 344. Tabor and Junior Williams each rushed for 95 yards on the night. Mountain Home falls to 0-4 overall, 0-1 in the conference, while Jonesboro improves to 2-2 and 1-1. Mountain Home will travel to Pine Bluff next week. Brad Hallworth reporting.